Bahrain has jailed 19 more people for taking part in anti-regime protests. 13 of the defendants have been sentenced to 5 years in prison each. In total, 81 protesters and opposition figures have received jail sentences this week. Among them are health workers who treated injured protesters. People in Saudi Arabia have taken to the streets of the eastern city of Qatif, protesting their government's intervention in Bahrain. The protesters expressed support for the revolution in the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom. Saudi Arabia has been the scene of anti-government demonstrations over the past months. Fresh demonstrations have been held in Yemen against the rule of Ali Abdullah Saleh. Tens of thousands have marched throughout the country demanding Saleh's ouster and his prosecution for ordering the killing of protesters. In the southern city of Taiz, regime forces shelled residential areas overnight, killing at least 7 people. The International Monetary Fund has warned that a recession in 2012 cannot be ruled out, particularly in the EU. IMF Europe Director Antonio Borges says investors around the world have become more risk-averse, and the best Europe can hope for is a very modest growth. The Greeks are on a 24-hour general strike to voice discontent with the country's austerity measures. Schools will be closed, flights will be canceled, and hospitals will be working with reduced staff. Athens announced the suspension of 30,000 public sector staff last month. 18 police officers have been arrested in Mexico, accused of working with one of the most powerful drug cartels in the country. On average, the detained officers have been receiving as little as about $400 a month from the Zetas cartel for acting as lookouts for the organization. The Haitian Senate has appointed an aide to former U.S. President Bill Clinton as prime minister, ending months of delay in forming a government. Gary Conille was Clinton's chief of staff and a UN envoy to Haiti. His election comes while many Haitians still live in tents after the 2010 earthquake. And finally, new research suggests 40 million smokers could die from tuberculosis by 2050. It also concludes smokers are about twice as likely to get the lung infection and die from it compared with non-smokers. The British lung charity has slammed what it calls the tobacco industry's aggressive promotion of tobacco.